If you are a businesswoman working to amplify your six and seven figure business from success to significance, then you know it's not just about the right strategies or the right tactics. It's more and more about high caliber people around you, your team, your collaborators, and advisors that can open doors for you and widen your reach. Welcome to Your Circle of Influence podcast with your hosts, Dr. Monica Ogando and Amy Walker.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Your Circle of Influence podcast. I'm your co-host, Dr. Monica Ogando.
And I'm Amy Walker.
Well, I am excited about today's topic. We're going to be talking about how to write your personal declaration of independence. And woo! That sounds very empowering. It sounds very amazing. It sounds like things that our Circle of Influence audience would be up to. And it's not just the independence, like the possibility that you're saying yes to. Part of declaring your independence is also the things that you are no longer willing to tolerate, the things that you are saying no to.
Yes.
The things that you're leaving behind.
You know, you're speaking language that gets me all like excited and fired up right now.
I know, I see the fire in your eyes. And to take a lesson, a page off of the good old founding fathers, and I say that with a huge side eye and, you know, a sigh. Part of declaring your independence also has a lot to do with checking your own inconsistencies, hypocrisies, paradoxes, and oxymorons, darling.
Yes. Well, and it's the, you know, I mean, this time of year is always an interesting time of year because I have both a great love for my country and I love it so much, I don't want it to stay the same.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
I love it so much. I just want it to be better. And okay. I love the principles upon which our Declaration of Independence was written and recognize that the moment they were written, we fell short of them. The moment.
Well, and still do. And so,
yes,
you know, part of how to declare your own personal Declaration of Independence has those three criteria, right? So it's like, what am I saying yes to? What am I saying no to? And where am I being inconsistent so that I can pick a yes or a no? Based on my awareness of that inconsistency, right? So that way you feel really aligned and in integrity with yourself.
Well, and the other really cool thing for me about the personal Declaration of Independence is I can keep it, right?
Like, yes. And it can evolve, just like our Constitution has amendments.
And I can write something that I can succeed at. And so that's my one caveat as we start talking about this is I think sometimes when we go into conversations like this and exercises like this, we go and we're like, I'm going to write my personal Declaration of Independence and it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be so powerful. And then you write down something that there's no way on earth you can live up to.
Yeah. You're tired just writing.
Yeah. So we're not doing that. That's not what we're talking
about. That's not what we're
doing. But I do want people to feel free. Mm-hmm. And as entrepreneurs, as small business owners, as women, we have fought for a long time to be able to have access to the things that we have access to.
Yes.
So for us to still feel trapped and enslaved while inside of the business that we built and living by the rules that we set, you know, we have to claim our independence and claim our freedom and build our life and our business in a way that it truly makes us feel that.
Yes.
So
with you saying that makes me think.
I know what you're thinking.
What?
Are you thinking of this story when you were like, this feels like slave labor?
And no, I was like, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I was thinking of a meme where they, was the Scooby-Doo characters, you know, it's like when you find out that the bad guy is you or whatever, it's like, you're the one behind the mystery or whatever. It's like, you know, the kid that is with a boot on his head, but he's the one holding the boot on his head.
That's funny.
That never gets old. And part of the amazing privilege that we have in even having this conversation is the level of sovereignty and of self-determination that we have to even have the conversation, never mind to actually design it, right?
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you are declaring your personal independence? What are some of the things that you're including in your Declaration of Independence? this year?
In my personal Declaration of Independence, I got to write it off of values, and then I have to turn it into actions.
Okay.
So the values that are at the foundation of my personal declaration are faith, fun, family, freedom, and financial stability.
Hallelujah.
And if I'm missing any one of those things, I hate it all. Like, take one out of the equation, like, the whole thing sucks, burn the house down and start again.
Right, exactly. And never be the word about your loss. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so.
What are yours? What's at the bottom of yours?
At the bottom of my personal Declaration of Independence are some of the things that I have been pretending not to know that are important to me or that are not important to me. And I've been making it important for some external reason. So to give you an example, I am such a huge fan. Like, it really matters to me to honor my own flow. I've been, as you know, my first career out of college was as a financial planner and stockbroker. And so for the first, like, maybe 15 years of my post college life, up to about age 35 or so, I was like, run, 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 hustle, 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 get more, accumulation, da, 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 da. I burned myself out. I gave myself a thyroid issue. Mm-hmm. And I decided, 35 also happened to have been the year that I got married. You know what? I'm going to be Little Miss Wifey. I'm going to retire. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to make sure that I make moves in my business that allow me to sit down when I want to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 years after the Inc. 500. And it just felt like, what now?
Yeah.
Once you reach that, once you have the accolades, once you have the awards, once you have the degrees, now what? And I was like, yeah, no, I don't, this doesn't feel interesting to me anymore. And so I have kind of come on the other side of a grief journey, and I'm like, okay, come on, let's go hustle again. And there's a part of me that says, well, remember we said we weren't going to do that no more?
Right.
We retired from that hustle situation. We're not doing that anymore.
So, okay, I want to point something out, though, is that flow can go fast, right?
It can, yes.
But the difference is that flow has all this momentum surrounding it.
Yes.
And no one water molecule is working hard for that flow.
Right. Yes.
Interesting. Fun fact.
Yes. And it's a different energy, like flow and quick and speed and momentum and all that other stuff has a different tone, has different timbre, has a different energy when it is flow versus when it's like this frenetic, I got to do this because otherwise kind of force. Energy, you know,
yeah.
Force, right. Ooh, force versus flow. And I just like flow better. I think we all do. And I think that there's a time and a place for force. And I already did that.
Yeah.
And then there are other places that I can use force, but that looks different, right? It looks like self-discipline. It looks like consistency in my workouts. It looks like...
Which, by the way, are paying off because you look fantastic today.
Have you seen it? See, this is the advantage of doing video now that you get to see me when I stand up and sit down. My personal Declaration of Independence says, honor your cycles. It says that. Of course, the presumption is that I would know what my cycles are in order for me to be able to honor them. Sometimes we're running so quickly and so fast and so much in obligation to external things or people in our lives that we forgot what our own inner voice sounds like, let alone recognize it and heed it. So that's you said the bottom, but that's actually bottom of the foundation.
Foundation, yes. Yeah, like what's it all built upon?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me think about my no's and my yeses and my areas where I want to create more alignment. Mm-hmm. So my no's, I am saying no, like no, 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 never again to overwhelm, stress, overschedule. Now, my version of not overscheduling will look different than other people's because I do have 5 kids and just having them looks overscheduled.
That's exactly right, child. Sometimes you tell me some of the stuff that you do and I'm like, I need a nap. You're living it and I'm the one that needs a nap.
But here's the thing that I'm doing that I'm really enjoying is creating empty space in my calendar because my calendar is by nature full. Mm. And so it used to be that, like, when the children were small and they didn't have as many activities and stuff, like I would put things onto the calendar. Now I have to block out time on the calendar so that there's just space. So that's something that I'm saying yes to is starting work a little bit later, ending work a little bit earlier, blocking off days that are just dedicated to doing what I want to do. Being creative, spending time with my husband. But it is truly, if it's not blocked out, it will be full. Sometimes when it is blocked out, they still try to make it full. I'm like,
They creep in.
no. It's
Yeah, they
creeping.
creep in.
Another, let me think. Another thing I want to say no to in my personal Declaration of Independence this year, I want to say no to taking on the wrong clients because the price tag looks right. I want to say no to surface level grabby collaborations. I love collaboration, you know that, and we
Yes.
collaborate a lot.
All the
But
time.
there's a difference between like the people who we collaborate where they really show up to play in the collaboration and the other people who just show up feeling like they're gifting you with their presence and then they take more than they give. I want higher level collaborations that last and that are more meaningful. Okay, things I'm saying yes to. Monica, I want to have more fun. Like, I want more
Hallelujah.
playtime.
Come on. We need a editor. What's
I want
that
to
thing
say yes
called?
to fun. I don't know. Clapper? I don't know. But I definitely want to say yes to more fun, more adventure, and a smidge, because I truthfully too much would stress me out, but I want a smidge of spontaneity.
Yes. Too much
Like,
to stress
even if
you
it
out.
was just it was just that I planned when I'm going to be spontaneous and I don't plan anything until then, and then it's like spontaneous day and I just wake up and do whatever I want. Like, I want a smidge of spontaneity. Too much, and it would be a nightmare of planning.
It goes the other way. It goes the opposite way.
Yeah.
I totally get it. I totally get it. Yeah, I okay. Yes, I can dig this. I can be on your team about this. This is good stuff. The things that I am saying no to are thing I have consistently over the past few years have said no to hard things, like unnecessarily hard things, right? Like I'm not going to go to the internet using an AOL dial-up thing when I have Wi-Fi available. I'm just not going
Right.
to do it. Why would I? Why?
Because you live where I live and we have terrible internet. We do the best we can. Stop judging us.
there are sufficiently hard things in life for me to have to volunteer for just, like all this unnecessary crap. And I remember very clearly a mentor of mine saying, when you volunteer for suffering, this is about doing hard things like
Oh, yeah.
discipline and consistency and stuff like that. When you volunteer for suffering, you create you experience less pain, right? And so for me, it's like this fine line of I'm saying no to inconveniences and the struggle bus. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to be suffering in that way, so that I can be available for the hard things that matter. Because we all, as you grow, as you expand, as you evolve, you're going to face uncomfortable uncertainty, stretching yourself, your growth edge. That's sufficiently hard. You don't need to volunteer for any other crap, particularly if you've already graduated from that. Why are you revisiting stuff that you've already graduated from? So I'm saying no to that. I'm also saying no to incomplete communications.
That's a good one.
I have increasingly noticed how what's the word I'm looking for, like disconnected, like unaligned, like off it feels to me when I am in a relationship, friendship, co business collaboration, whatever, with someone who doesn't speak their mind, or who doesn't say everything, or who does the whole like passive aggressive hint thing. And I'll give some grace to the fact that there are some cultural differences on that, right? That there's cultures that are more suggestive than they are instructive or directive. I get that. However, I'm talking about something else. I'm talking about lying by omission, withholding, right? I'm talking about creating expectations in your head and not communicating them. I'm saying no to those things. And I'll fall on the sword. I'll say, it's my communication skill that needs to be developed. Maybe you're not the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. Yes. And because I'm taking ownership of that, this is how I want to correct it, and I want you to be on in team with me about it, right? Because then that creates permission for someone to say, "Well, now that you said Now that you said that, now that I think about it, now that you mention it, you know, and it creates a level of authenticity that wouldn't have otherwise have been available. Because, child, ain't nobody time for guessing games. I don't.
Right.
I'm closer to 50 than I am to, you know, when I started this decade in 40, and we're not doing that anymore.
Love it. Okay, so then the third part was areas where we're
Inconsistent.
inconsistent.
Incongruent. Yeah.
Okay, inconsistent or incongruent. It is my prioritization of me. I am inconsistent with it. I go through phases where I'm like, I'm doing really good.
Yeah.
And then it's either the family or the business gets real needy. And then I give it what it needs. But where that extra energy and oomph came from was the Amy time. So that is someday I'm going to be really good at this, Monica, because eventually I get good at everything, but I'm just not there yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. We gotta give ourselves grace to evolve on certain things and just work on it, right? I had up till October of last year, I had been inconsistent with like my workouts and my fitness and things like that. And I just decided I hired a trainer, and she was expensive enough for me to pay attention to my daggone workouts. It had to be, the price had to be high enough for me to be like, nah, we're not throwing this away. And then I started to kind of identify myself as an athlete, you know, and it was like, I remember what it was like to do track and field in high school, to do volleyball. There was a certain way that you ate, there was a certain way that you train. It's not working out, it's training, right? And sleep has a purpose to it as well. I think sometimes in this go, go, go culture, we think that rest and rejuvenation are really a reward for hard work as opposed to, you know, a part of the discipline in and of itself. And so I've, you know, that's some of the things that I've been inconsistent about. And now I'm pleased to say, I'm not done with it. You know, go too long without a workout and you fall back into your old ways. But I have noticed that enough to be able to say to myself, okay, no 2 days. You don't go 2 days consecutively without working out. And the other thing is, I've just decided, and maybe this is goes to the thing that to the nose. I've never really been an alcohol drinker. You know, it doesn't interest me. I'm not in danger of becoming addicted to it. You know, it's just kind of like, eh. But more importantly, even when I do it in social settings, even if it's just a one or a two glass or whatever, I don't like how I feel afterwards. So I've just decided I'm just not a drinker. I'm a non-drinker. Whether it's in social settings, whether it's a holiday, the special occasion is my well-being. That's my special occasion.
I like it. Well, welcome to my table. I'm also a non-drinker.
Amen.
I am just as fun without alcohol as many people
Correct.
are with.
Correct.
So
Who needs weed and alcohol when you can alter your own consciousness? Exactly.
Oh, I like it.
Yes.
Okay.
One last inconsistency, though, that I have to
Okay.
confess. My eyes. My eyes, Amy. And when we went away together to that writing retreat, and I had to borrow one of your glasses because so in as much as I take care of my health in working out and eating and rest and supplements, vitamins, blah, 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 there are other things that I just kind of like, eh, till later, till later. And my eyes has been one of them. I've been inconsistent in that way. And so I am looking into like possible LASIK surgery and or better prescriptions for
I
my
have
glasses.
something for you.
You
I
do?
actually, we have a client who does, he helps people heal their vision. With like eye, because your eyes are your eye, your whole body can rejuvenate and replenish and repair,
Yes, of
right?
course. Yeah, I
Yeah,
did
so
not
he
think of
that's
that.
actually what he does is he helps people heal their vision so they don't have to have surgery.
I remember helping him with the sales page. I don't even know why I didn't think of that. Okay,
Yeah.
yes.
Just, putting the bug out there.
Yes.
Okay. Let's do our permission to pass the line of propriety right now.
Go for it. I love
Okay.
it. I love
I
it.
think we should each tell each other one thing we would like each other to include in our personal Declaration of Independence.
Why is that
Not
for
like you
challenge?
have to, but just like a
Yeah, it's
suggestion.
like a friendly challenge. Okay, go. Tell me what
Okay.
you need to put on my list.
I would love for you. You are such a powerful voice, and I would love for you to use it more consistently. Like, I want to see you speaking more consistently, posting videos. I don't know what it looks like, videos, but whatever. I feel like the world needs more Monica.
A little bit of Monica in your life. Okay, I'll take that on. No, seriously, I'll take that on. I'll take that
All
on.
right. What's mine? Hit me.
I would like to see you be get more financially educated
Oh,
so that you can
yes.
make different money moves that don't require more labor, more busyness, more hustle, more blah, blah, blah. Like you can actually
Yeah.
leverage your knowledge instead of your time.
Done. I'm on board.
Okay, high five,
Yes.
high five, high five. See, we can do this now because we're on video.
Air high fives.
Yay.
All right. It's your turn, friends. We want to hear from you guys. When you're writing your personal Declaration of Independence, what are you including? What are some things that are going to be powerful for you? So leave us comments. We love hearing from you. Hit the like button, subscribe, follow, and connect with us. We want to continue the conversation. So feel free to reach out on Instagram. I'm at Amy Walker Coach and Monica's at Monica Ogando. And we will see you soon, my friends.
This is going to be my new bye. Bye, bye, bye. Oh my God. See you later, guys.